In this bulletin, New South Wales Parliament debates new laws after the Bondi attack. Denmark disputes Donald Trump's new special envoy to Greenland. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios misses out on the first round of wildcards for the Australian Open. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Tim Mitchell. New South Wales is pushing ahead with tough new laws prompted by the Bondi Beach massacre to restrict rallies following terror attacks amid vows of defiance from pro-Palestine protesters. About 200 people attended a pro-Palestine rally in Sydney late Monday, opposing the proposals which are expected to pass state parliament with the opposition support. Parliament has been recalled to pass the measures, along with laws capping gun ownership at 4 firearms and limiting ammunition capacity, following the mass shooting that killed 15 people and wounded dozens. Greens MP Jenny Leong says it's disappointing the state Labor government has decided to push the reforms together and so quickly.
We must not let this horrifying act of hatred and violence fuel further hatred and violence. No matter how much some might wish to insulate our communities from global events, we must recognise that the very definition of being a successful multicultural society means that we will be inevitably connected with what is happening around the world. Those events will directly impact us. We cannot ignore them, we cannot deny them, and we cannot shy away from them.
Premier Chris Minns says the extraordinary measures are necessary to restore a sense of safety after the shooting, which targeted those attending a seaside celebration of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Light. Australia's big exporters could soon be forced to put aside up to a quarter of their gas for the local market under a long-awaited national reservation scheme. Climate and Energy Minister Chris Bowen said the reservation will be between 15 and 25% of new contracts, subject to consultation but backdated to yesterday. The Coalition brought a broadly similar policy to the last election, and West Australia has had a gas reservation scheme in place for decades. Mr. Bowen says the policy will bring down prices and reflects a widespread consensus that the current system needs reform.
Most Australians think that Australians should have first rights to the gas that's under Australian soil, Australian waters, and that gas should be available to Australians at reasonable prices. And Australians are right about that. Most Australians think it makes no sense that Australia can be one of the largest gas producers and exporters in the world, and yet we have report after report showing us that there are gas shortages for domestic use in coming years. And Australians are right about that as well.
In media news, shareholders have voted overwhelmingly in favour of what will be one of Australia's biggest media mergers. More than 99% of Seven West Media have voted to combine the company with Southern Cross Media. The merger is now expected to be completed next month. It would bring TV station Channel 7 and newspapers The West Australian, The Nightly and The Sunday Times under the same umbrella as the Triple M and Hit Network radio stations and the digital audio app Listener. Overseas now, and Denmark's foreign minister says he'll summon the United States ambassador Kenneth Howery after US President Donald Trump appointed a special envoy to Greenland. President Trump says he's appointing Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as special envoy to Greenland, a move that's drawn renewed criticism from Denmark and Greenland over continued US interest in the mineral-rich Arctic island. Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says the appointment is unacceptable.
I am very upset about this appointment of a special envoy, and I'm particularly upset about the envoy's statements, which we find completely unacceptable.
Mr. Trump has said several times that Greenland, which is a Danish territory that largely governs itself, should become part of the United States, citing security reasons and an interest in the island's mineral resources. A Russian general has been killed by a car bomb in southern Moscow. Russian investigators say they suspect Ukrainian special services could be behind the attack. The bomb exploded under a car driven by Lieutenant General Fanul Savarov, who is the head of the Russian General Staff's Army Operational Training Directorate. Ukraine hasn't yet commented on Russia's allegations. To sport now, and in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has missed out on the first round of wildcards for the Australian Open next month. Four Australian players, Priscilla Hohn, Rinki Hijikata, Talia Gibson and Taylor Preston, have been offered wildcards so far. Kyrgios already received a wildcard entry for the Brisbane International, but there's still hope for him to receive one for the Australian Open as well, with the main draw to be held on January the 18th. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.